Imperial Leader, the livestock. Imperial Leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. The Great War has ended, and our great adventurer, Winston Churchill, a minister of state when the war began, and a minister again at its grim close, is still one of Lloyd George's closest collaborators.
You mean to appeal to the country immediately, David?
Of course. Was there ever a better opportunity to secure a vote of confidence?
It's history repeating itself. I remember the Khaki election after the Boer War. The Conservatives were returned with an overwhelming majority. You were in opposition then, David.
Yeah. Today, Liberals and Conservatives are in the same boat. We've got to see that the coalition continues. The war has been won, but the peace has still to be fought.
Yes, the problems are terrific. Demobilization. All these millions of soldiers to be absorbed back into industry. And the munition workers, what's to become of them? I almost dread the thought of reconstruction.
You've never been afraid of anything, Winston. In the darkest moments, your courage has been like a beacon to me. I want to see that flame still burning.
Well, we'd better get the election over and then see what can be done. Oh, by the way, what's to be my job in the new ministry?
How about the air ministry? You refused it before, but things are different now. And besides, you're interested in flying, aren't you?
Well, I've piloted my own machine a few times. But the instructor says I still lack air sense. However, I'll keep trying and I'll learn in time.
Then you'll take on the air ministry.
Oh, if you want me to. But what about demobilization? Who's going to handle that?
I don't know. As you say, it's a frightening thought. Do you think you could do it?
I could try.
It may be possible to make you Secretary for War and Air Minister simultaneously, but we'll talk about that after the election.
Yes, we're not in yet. But don't forget that this will be the first general election since 1910. And for the first time, there'll be a woman's vote. You'll never know what'll happen.
I haven't any doubt about the result. We'd go to the country as a victory government with a policy of making Germany pay for all the damage she's caused. That's the ticket to get the vote.
What about President Wilson's ideas? Forgive and forget. Live only to make a new future of peace and prosperity for all.
No use at all to us. The people have suffered. Now they want those responsible to pay the piper. And that's what we'll offer them. Our slogan has got to be, make the Hun pay.
Mr. Churchill, I come from Generals Kolchak and Denigin, the leaders of the right Russian armies. They ask for fulfillment of the pledge given to them.
What pledge?
The pledge given by Lord Milner, that aid would be given in the form of money and munitions until the Bolsheviki were crushed.
I don't know anything about this. Lord Milner is no longer Secretary for War.
But you, who have taken his place, will redeem the pledge he gave.
Have you any proof of what you say? It seems strange that I was told nothing of this.
Proof? Behold, the letter written by Lord Milner to General Kolchak. In it, he recognizes the great service performed by the White Russian armies in preventing Germany from over...